So today we have a very special guest here. He's one of my favorite people that I work with since I came to the Middle East region 3 years ago. So Dev, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you so much, Guy. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, chat with you.
And the reason why we're coming with Reddington in one of this first chapters is the largest partner we have across the region. Okay, when you think about CSP, Reddington is by far the largest CSP partner we have, not just as a distributor, but doing a lot on thinking about the end customer. And that's why we're here today, right? To get to know more about the company, the ambitions of the company, and how they're capturing this AI opportunity. So Dev, my first question for you, like if you can give us like a glimpse of what is Reddington?
So, Reddington is, of course, like you said, a distribution company, IT distribution company primarily. But we go far beyond traditional distribution. We have, over the years, forayed into value-added distribution to aggregation. We are one of the first in the region to invest in the cloud business. Then we have quite a few offerings in the services space. So we do quite a few things from devices and mobility to cloud and security and services. We have been around for more than 30 years now across the globe, headquartered in India, listed in the Bombay Stock Exchange. And we have very high aspirations about the cloud business. If you look at the group, we are at about $250 billion plus.
Wow.
We have ambitions to become a billion-dollar cloud organization in the next 3 to 4 years. And given the current growth that we see in the business, I think it is not very far off.
I could not agree more because I see your growth, at least on the Microsoft side of the business. It's really going the right direction. Big baseline with tremendous growth. So kudos to you guys. Congratulations. What cloud brought as a big change the way you guys do business?
Cloud business and what it has done to the market has been quite phenomenal. I mean, if you ask me, to me, the biggest benefit that cloud brought to the entire computing ecosystem is the fact that they have democratized expertise, they have democratized the digital transformation. It is no more the privilege of a far and few in between. Who can afford to invest in very high computing resources, in infrastructure, which is not affordable to small and medium enterprise or to individuals. What cloud has done is basically they have given access to consumers, to SMEs and SMBs and mid-market customers, up to multinational organizations. We are fast-tracking their innovation cycles. So it has pretty much democratized everything. And hence, what has it driven is basically a series of innovation in computing, including AI, of which we talk so much today and over the last 1.5 years. Now, the cost of failure for a startup or an ISV, for that matter, and in any field, is not that high because if the cost of failure is now about $50,000, we say, for a startup today, because he can actually afford to use high computing resources as per his usage. So I think, if you look at it, cloud has triggered a serious set of innovations across the ecosystem.
Look, you were already touching AI is one of the topics I want to discuss with you. How are you guys seeing this opportunity now that we announced that Copilot, right? Copilot is a great example of what AI can empower us, right, to be more productive.
We see an enormous amount of opportunity, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the last 70 plus years of computing and the history of computing, you would see that it has been an eternal pursuit of computer scientists to make a more natural way of interaction between humans and the computers. And every time we achieved on that pursuit a good breakthrough. For example, when we moved from command line interfaces to GUI, you saw a huge uptake and adoption of computing.
Yeah.
That's possibly Microsoft has been one of the biggest beneficiaries and a contributor to that kind of transition, which has helped computing reach various homes. Now, if you look at what AI is doing, is actually this ability of a computer to understand natural language. And that also, not just language in text, but also it is multimodal. I mean, it can understand images, it can listen to your voice, you know, the computer vision, and it can have a conversation across all domains. So it is, which is, you know, you can discuss physics and biology and history and cinema with AI. And that makes it adoption of that technology not only very simple, but extremely attractive. And just not for a consumer and SME to large enterprises across for different domains, different use cases. AI is becoming pervasive. And what has Microsoft has done very interestingly? The first very interesting use case of a copilot. Copilot is basically helping customers, humans, do ultimately the judgment, but it assists the human beings to make better decisions. You know, from your everyday mundane works are taken over, and you spend most of your time in thinking about more intellectual stuff, or so to speak, things that require a lot of, you know, soft skill and human intervention.
Yeah, as you said, like I think that it's magic to see how ideas now can be faster implemented. Because the way you mentioned today, I was playing with the Microsoft Flow another day, and instead of you going there and putting box by box and creating the flow that you have in your mind, you basically just say like, "Hey, Copilot, create a flow for me that can take all my emails, move from this folder to this folder after I receive certain message related to this subject, and just create the flow for you," right? So it's natural language, exactly as you said. Look, I have one last topic connecting two things that you mentioned. You made me curious about that. So what is Reddington planning to do when you put those two together? Are you guys coming up with like new services, new offers that you can empower people, no matter the size of the company they have, but leveraging the AI benefit?
Look, I mean, we are looking at Copilot and up to the entire stack of offerings from Microsoft on the AI side, including Azure AI. And we are doing quite a few things, but let me tell you about three large bets or three large initiatives that we are doing at a very high level. So number one is we are spending enormous amount of time, energy, and dollars in making sure that we are creating enough competencies within the system, with enough people, from starting from our sales force to our architects and consultants. We are relentlessly working towards helping them enable and get more competency within the system. The second thing that we are doing is we are creating a lot of reusable assets, you know, like our CMP, the CloudQuarks, as you know, our digital security and MSSP platform, to a lot of AI generated and usage of AI into a lot of our platforms and our practices, and making sure that they are used well and helping our customers scale faster on AI and Copilot and what have you. And the third thing that we are doing is we are spreading the word as fast as possible. Number of webinars, seminars, training and building competency within the channel and the ecosystem.
Yeah, look, thank you. Look, I know we're not going to have time to go beyond. I'm a big fan of the DigiGlass offers you guys have, right? Talking about security and how this is critical as well. And I'm just touching this because as we go to AI, it's super important we have this in mind as well, like the security layer. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations for where you guys are today. Big thank you for the partnership you have with Microsoft, and really looking forward to keep growing and nurturing more.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure chatting with you.